Mr. Bond says he is encouraged by diplomatic efforts to win Sudanese approval of a dramatically strengthened peacekeeping force in its violence-racked Darfur region. He says agreement has been reached on all issues except whether helicopter gunships will be included to support 2,200 heavily armed UN peacekeepers that would back up the 7,000 African Union troops already on the ground. Mr. Bond described the remaining issue as simply a misunderstanding.
The remaining one point is on this gunship helicopter. There seems to be some misunderstandings on the part of Sudanese government on this equipment. This is not for any offensive purpose. This peacekeeping is itself, by definition, is peacekeeping operations. It's not for any offensive. But when you deploy troops, you need to have very mobility with some capacity to deterrence. This is just a standard equipment to which they shouldn't have no concern.
The helicopters are part of the second phase of a three-stage package Sudan agreed to last November, but Sudanese leaders have since backtracked on core elements of the deal. In his comments to reporters, Mr. Bond also joined in the call for the release of British Broadcasting Corporation journalist Alan Johnston, who was abducted last month in Gaza. The UN chief says freedom of the press must be protected as a matter of principle.
I have been closely following this issue, the abduction of BBC journalist Alan Johnston. I am deeply concerned. Even after 1 month of his abductions, he has not been released. His coverage on Palestinian issues has earned a great reputation worldwide, and freedom of coverage as well as a freedom of press should be protected. That's a matter of principle. I sincerely hope that those who are responsible for this abduction should release him unconditionally and immediately.
On another subject, Mr. Bond says he is very much concerned by the lack of progress in establishing a special tribunal on the assassination of former Lebanese Prime Minister Rafik Hariri. He said he had spoken by phone Tuesday with current Prime Minister Fuad Siniora as part of his efforts to promote a national reconciliation process in Lebanon. Mr. Bond's office has confirmed that he plans to travel to the region later this month. His itinerary includes a stop in Damascus for a meeting with Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, the United Nations.